the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
This is gonna be weird, okay? But I know that. I'm telling you that ahead of time, okay? You've never heard anybody talk about this ever, probably anywhere, including on the radio for sure. That is, I want to ask a question. It's based on the idea, which I think is very true, the truth that there's a spiritual enemy in the world, okay? So Jesus took it very seriously. I mean, he talked about it. So if you believe in the reason for this season, Jesus, you have to believe in that because he talked about it. There's an enemy. And I was thinking, what would that enemy not want for Christmas? Like the last thing that enemy would want for Christmas. I realize that's a strange question, but entertain me here for a second. Because he's known as the accuser in the Bible. So he loves to accuse. And that makes me think he loves when I accuse people. Mm. Right? Now I'm engaging in his business. His family business is growing. I accuse people. I get to find things that are wrong with other people and then throw it at them.
Uncover it.
And then I can pit myself against them and them against me. And he loves to divide. That's what diabolos means. Like it's divider. So he's accuser and divider. I think what an accuser would want the least for Christmas is if I, Brant Hanson, showed grace to somebody. That's the opposite of accusing. I cover over your sin. Yes, right. You're wrong. I got it. But I'm going to not be an accuser anymore. And I'm going to cover this over in light of what God's done for me. I think that would be the last thing that he wants. Yeah, in case you just heard me talking about covering over what other people do instead of being an accuser, I'm not talking about cover up. Like, it's a cover up.
Very good.
I'm not talking about pretending nothing happened. But that's what forgiveness does, is it acknowledges something happened deeply.
That's why you have to forgive.
Yes, and why it hurts so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm using biblical language, too. It talks about love covering a multitude of sins. And that's in more than one place, by the way. That God's love covers us instead of exposing our shame. He wants to cover us. He's good. And so if I want to be like him, I'm going to be covering for other people. So it's quite the opposite. It's not covering up. It's not brushing under the carpet or whatever the euphemism is. I don't know. It's like I'm taking something that someone's done to me that is wrong, acknowledging it's wrong, and going through the excruciating process of forgiving somebody. And let me tell you something, again, reminder, excruciating, root word is cross. Yes, it's hard, but there's a precedent for this sort of thing. It's a beautiful time of year. I was inspired to write a song, a Christmas song. Can you play the shaker? I got the shaker for you. Can you do that?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I've never heard this before,
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
But this song, I got the acoustic guitar out. I hope you like it.
Would you like to give us, is there a theme or is this just a general Christmas carol?
It's Christmassy. I mean, it's very Christmassy. Oh, it's like I'm going to sing it falsetto because I want it to be, what I hear is a children's choir, like a boys choir.
Oh, so you're going to sing the whole song falsetto.
Sing the song.
Interesting.
But it'll go a little something like this. I got the old acoustic. It's called Christmas Trees Are Falling from the Sky.
What?
And this is going to be like a boys choir type song.
What does that even...
Can I go with some like this? Here we go. Hang on. Yeah. Christmas trees are falling from the sky. All the TV stations wonder why.
What?
Now we all are running for our lives.
No, no.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Christmas trees are falling from the sky.
What does this mean?
We're huddling in shelters, you and me. In a weird way, it's still kind of Christmassy. Sacred text so we can see.
Sacred text.
Sacred text like the
If there's
scripture.
Any insight on this from prophecy. Because Christmas trees are falling from the sky. It's almost over. It's good though.
Great.
Wonder if Judgment Day is nice because Christmas trees are falling from. Christmas trees are falling from.
Yes, yes, yes.
Christmas trees are falling from the sky. Merry Christmas.
Makes you think.
Everyone. It was very Christmassy. I mean, we have to admit that.
It certainly makes you think.
That Christmas song I just did.
I'm wondering where you you see people singing that. Like, do
like
you see
like
them
boys
around
choir,
the...
like a Cambridge boys choir.
Sure. Like around the fire with eggnog.
And I was, to be totally honest, I was playing that melody on the piano this morning. And my wife yells down from upstairs, "Wow, that's really pretty."
Oh.
And I said...
I'm about to destroy it, honey.
I said, "Thank you. It's gonna be a big joke song." And she said, "Oh, that's too bad."
Yeah, it is.
She really liked the melody, but maybe I don't know.
You had another thought.
I had another idea. In the midst of this Christmas season, we should note that some people get really frustrated and impatient. That was Sherry this morning.
And I'm glad we're noting this.
Really,
good.
But sure. Here's the thing. Were you thinking she was stuck behind an accident, and the accident was a truck that was a Pringles truck.
That's correct.
Crashed.
That's right. Pringles everywhere.
Hope everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But did your mind race? Because there's got to be a joke in there about Pringles being everywhere. I mean, there's got to be a joke about it. There's always, it's not like a news story, like at the end of the news, and they would say, "I'm a Pringles truck." Then the other anchor jumps in and says something.
That's the most delicious accident
something
I've ever seen.
I wish a sour cream truck would have come, something like that.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't think of any of that.
Didn't?
No.
Yeah.
I was not in the mood to yuck it up. I tried to stay unoffendable, Mr. Undefendable, but it was a struggle.
You know what? I need an unoffendicopter. And when there's something going on, I can swoop in like this and start peppering the area with unoffendable books.
Right.
I'd be like, "You guys, don't be..."
So remember.
Remember your own sinfulness as you get upset at other people and so forth.
I needed that.
Yeah. Thinking about Christmas shopping and stuff. Yesterday we talked about this. It was 35 years ago the Cabbage Patch riots happened with Cabbage Patch dolls.
I do remember, yes.
But it's all perception about perceived scarcity. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, people aren't rioting about them now. But I was wondering if you and I, this would be a good hidden camera kind of thing, if you and I went out to Walmart or somewhere and then got in a fight. About, like, we were both pulling at a Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, we're fighting each other.
Right.
Okay.
Now, we're in on it, so we're not really mad at each other, but we act like it.
Mm-hmm.
If we could get a big thing going over the Cabbage Patch dolls
at Walmart,
again.
Absolutely. And then we don't even need that. That threshold's too high. We can
pulling,
do pretty much anything.
She's pulling at a doll. Like, "I want that. Wait a second. You guys get out of the way. I'm going to have to get out of the way." That's a great question. I don't know.
I last legitimate riot I remember was Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, Christmas.
But I think wasn't there some kind of rock or something that just happened? Or
rock?
A pet something or other.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know. So what's the current riot is what we're asking.
I don't,
the current toy riot.
I don't know. I saw a lot of, I'm always baffled by the TV thing.
What do you mean?
Well, the pictures I saw were, people were holding TVs.
Okay.
And they're like in the box.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always like, there's got to be a saturation point market-wise where everybody's got one.
We all have TVs.
I know we got, like, people can have several, but just, again.
What's so good about this one?
How high
can
the definition be? Remember Furbies?
Furbies, yes.
That was a huge thing for a while.
Right. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. Was that several years ago? Okay.
I remember, because I've been doing a show, and there was some advertiser that was like, "Hey, we got a Furby, we want you to give it away on the show and make
it."
And
people went crazy.
No, because I was like, I don't want to do that.
You said no to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I wanted to talk about World War One. It was at my talk show.
Sure.
And I didn't want to do Furby. Question: where do you get your meaning in life? That is the question. The Pew Research Center did a huge new study about this. Really interesting. Even the methodology was interesting. Let me tell you why. Some people don't know. what their meaning in life is. They know, oh, I've got meaning in life. Really? What is it? Their answers are different if it's in multiple choice or if it's an open-ended question. Here's what I mean by this. If you're like, what's your meaning in life? I get my meaning in life from my career. Okay. But if they do it in a multiple choice where they'll say your pets, the pets get mentioned. Like 50% of people will say my pets give me meaning in life. But if you ask it as an open-ended question, they never mention the pets.
So what do you make of that?
Well, again, if 50% of us get our meaning in life, but it didn't occur to us, I don't think we know. Isn't that kind of weird?
Mm-hmm.
You get your meaning in life, but it didn't, you couldn't, until you saw it on a multiple choice list. The other things that occurred to me too, and I think this is even more important, you know, great, eating great food shows up on the high on the list. Travel, family, career, all these things, you can understand why people are really anxious. Because none of those things are guaranteed.
They can all go away.
You can lose your family. And a lot of people will talk to them when they're older. That's exactly what's happened. You don't get to travel. Maybe you can't afford it, or you're not physically in shape anymore to do it. You get one bad diagnosis, that's over. Your meaning in life comes from eating fine food. Well, maybe you can't afford that. Or maybe that gets boring. Or your career. What if you get fired? What if your career takes a nosedive? What if and your meaning in life is just gone? And here's Jesus coming, put your faith in something that's going to last. Don't be scared, okay? If you are a young person, I want you to know this is something that we had to deal with even when I was a young person.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's the same thing. I saw this in the news. It's happening again.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, there were these slim, elderly gentlemen that would hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come to your city and then leave and go to another city and then leave and leave. And we were all like, wow, it was all like, how long can they're still doing it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Rolling Stones have just announced that they're doing a 13 stop U.S. tour. And they just keep, and I don't want to be scared. When you see them, you'll be like, what is this? That's what my parents call the Rolling Stones. And they're still
slim
out there, and
elderly gentlemen.
Just don't worry about it. It's gonna, they'll pass and they'll move on.
They're gonna be shaking a lot and stuff. You gotta
don't just keep doing your thing. Question: do you know anyone who is on the autism spectrum? That is my question for you. I bring this up because they just said 1 in 40 kids diagnosed now with being on the autism spectrum. I know some people are like, yeah, I don't know. That's maybe overdiagnosing or something. I've had people, I have to tell you, I get a kick out of this. I'm on the autism spectrum. And I've had it diagnosed officially, medically, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had people say, you know what? I don't think you have it. I had somebody tell me that last week. Smart person.
Really?
Who's never met me. It was on the phone.
That's interesting. And what was their basis for that?
Just hearing me on the air. And I got a kick out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because my response was, I appreciate your viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to talk to my mom and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
The two people I've lived with my entire life.
Right.
Who are very convinced.
Mm-hmm.
And you might explain to
them
as
someone.
They were
convinced before the diagnosis, right?
Well, totally. Yeah. They knew something was up.
Mm-hmm.
But then you might want to convince them, as someone who's never met me, that I'm not.
No.
Listen to you.
Not Brandt.
I know. Like, I understand, as you get older, you compensate in different ways, and it exhausts you. It's called an Asperger's mask, even, for people on the spectrum.
Mm.
Like, it's a mask, but it's not that I'm being fake, but I'm manifest. Like, there's a lot of energy that goes into being more social.
Mm-hmm.
And saying things a certain way that's less monotonous or whatever. Like, there's a lot of energy that goes into this, and it changes over time too as an adult. So I've learned, but it's just funny when somebody's like, I don't think you, like, oh man, you got no idea. Christmas idea that's catching on again, I guess. It's called the no gift Christmas.
Okay.
A trend more Americans are embracing, according to NBC News, no gift policy. For their families.
No one gets a gift, not even the kids.
Just no gift policy. I think that's a great idea. I would take it to the next level.
There is a next level?
Well, to help people enjoy it.
Okay.
surprise people with it.
Oh, where they thought they were getting a gift.
Right.
And you don't give them.
Pop it on. Like, everybody loves surprises.
Well.
Christmas morning, if you don't have a, if you've got the no gift thing, sure. don't advertise that ahead of time.
Okay.
Let them know in the moment.
Now, I'm okay with that as long as you yourself are okay with the no gift policy. So if they purchase something for you, not knowing about the surprise,
maybe
you don't take that gift.
Maybe you write down on a piece of paper, this year I'm doing a no gift policy.
Okay.
And you put that in a box and you wrap it up. and then you have them try to guess what's in it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then, surprise, I think
that's we'll add bound a little, to spread some holiday
little
cheer.
Levity and some cheer.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.